I want to bring our news director, Rick Hansen, into the conversation this morning. We had an interesting day yesterday, weather-wise, especially yesterday afternoon with so many things blowing up a little bit. And you spent some time on the road yesterday down there in the Montgomery and county areas, northeast or northwest Montgomery County area, up in the Griswold area as well, and southwest Cass County. A lot of rain and some hail.
Hey, yes. Good morning, Jim. Well, yeah, it was quite a variety of package of weather that we were dealing with yesterday, and the most amazing part to me was that the storm cell that was producing the damage the weird weather between Stanton and the Elliott area, is just south of Griswold, just seemed to linger over the rural part of the county, especially northwestern Montgomery County yesterday, and didn't seem to move a whole heck of a lot, and I drove right into the part of it.
Well, I know I was listening to your reports yesterday afternoon as we were kind of following things back here in the studio, and at one point, it was pullover time. The hail got to coming down, and it was just time to pull over, and you and a bunch of friends were all doing the same thing.
You bet. Well, I started out at 4 o'clock with my first report just outside of Griswold at the sports complex there, and I pulled in there because we were getting pretty heavy rain at the time and some pea-sized hail. Well, that soon began to lessen, and then it picked back up again with a heavy rain. So I said, well, let me go further south and see what's happening down there. I kept looking at my radar on my cell phone, and just around 4:15 p.m., I was driving south of Griswold on Highway 48, and the rain was coming down in sheets. And I saw a couple of Cass County Sheriff's deputies pass me, Griswold police car, or actually a couple of other law enforcement units, I should say. And yeah, I almost had to pull over at that point because the rain was so heavy. And I did see people pulling over on Highway 48. And then about 4:20 p.m., I was heading east from Highway 48 on Montgomery County Road H-14, and within about a mile or two, that's when I started to run into a curtain of hail that came down. And that was pretty impressive because I could see right away the road was just covered with hail balls, if you want to call them that, about dime-sized to marble-sized hail. And then I realized the road was getting pretty slick, so I put my truck into four-wheel drive and went a little further in, and the hail kept coming down more and more, so I had to pull over into a farm drive, and there was a gentleman in a white pickup truck behind me that also pulled over almost right at my tailgate, and he couldn't see anything either for a while, but it was pretty dicey there for a bit, and it was interesting. I like doing that type of thing, going out there and trying to chase the storms. I was hoping I might see a funnel cloud or something along that line, but at different points during my excursion, it got really, really dark. The rain came down heavily, and the hail came down, and it was just one of those mixed bag of precipitations that you would normally expect to find during a spring, early spring thunderstorm.
When you mentioned funnel cloud type stuff out there, we did see three confirmed tornado touchdowns. They weren't of a very large variety, it doesn't sound like, but near Stanton, near Creston, and over in the Omaha area, three different instances of that. So things could have been a lot worse.
It could have been. Well, you remember that, so what was it, a couple of years ago that Creston got hit by that tornado that destroyed a large section of the western part of the town, Southwestern Community College. Their dormitory was hit. The AEA down there in Creston was hit, and a number of residences. And when I saw those reports from the Weather Service and weather bulletins coming across on my scanner about a tornado southwest of Creston near the airport, I thought, oh boy, here we go again. Creston's going to get nailed. But fortunately, that doesn't appear to have been the case. There was some damage, as I mentioned to my newscast, northeast of Stanton there, where some property had a barn had been damaged, and you did see occasional pieces of siding and stuff like that was flung across into the fields. But the most impressive thing for me, Jim, other than the hail that I experienced between Elliott and Grant, was the rain that fell in the Griswold area, north and south of town. As I was heading south of Griswold yesterday afternoon, there were the fields out there that looked like miniature lakes, almost like the Shilberg Quarry over here for a while, even though it wasn't that deep, but they easily had to have gotten between 3 and 4 inches of rain south of Griswold, and the same thing north of Griswold. When I went to pull into the high school parking lot for my last report, there was a road that's just south of the entrance there, and it was a river unto itself. I mean, it wasn't flowing fast, but it was very, very deep. The water came splashing up into my fender wells and up and over my quarter panels in the front of my truck, and I thought for a second my truck might stall out, but remember the old adage, and that is to turn around and don't drown. Well, I wasn't going to drown in that particular water, but my engine could have stalled, so that's another reason to stay out of deep water. It didn't look that deep going into it, but it was deep.
Yeah, of course, two different issues there, too. One being street flooding, the flash flooding you can get in some of the streets and those types of things. And also the farm field flooding. You know, right. A lot of the folks that watch that with the Weather Service and what have you, they've been telling us all spring that subsoil moistures are good. So there's really not a lot of place for that stuff to go. It tends to pond and run off, and it's not going to sink in all that much. Not that this has been the wettest spring that we've ever had. We all have heard and experienced a lot wetter springs, but it's just getting to a point where when you get those heavier rains, and we may not have seen it necessarily north of that area. We did get rain, of course, up in our area and for parts further north, but it seemed like it was to the south and somewhat to the west of us, too, that really picked up the more dramatic amounts of rain yesterday.
Right. Well, as I was coming north out of Griswold late yesterday evening, I could tell that the rain had lessened up quite a bit between Griswold and Atlantic. And even though there was some standing water in the ditches, which you would normally expect anyway after a thunderstorm, it wasn't nearly as much as I saw in Griswold, in north and south of Griswold. So, I mean, that was quite a difference in how long the cell had lingered over those areas, Griswold, Elliott, Stanton, and dumped copious amounts of rain in those areas, and it's going to be a while before the farmers can get back out into the field. Also, I did add, checked the Weather Service report this morning, they did have some nickel-sized hail southeast of Bedford yesterday evening around 4:35 p.m., and as I mentioned earlier, some quarter-sized hail amounts reported in Stanton and around the Essex areas. But overall, I'm glad no one was injured, of course, and the property can be fixed, but lives cannot be repaired when they're lost. And so it was a storm that we kept an eye on, and it was the first, I would say, major storm that we've experienced here in southwest Iowa so far this spring.
Well, just a reminder, it is that time of the year, too, obviously, where we get into severe weather season, and these things can pop up rather frequently. Fortunately, in this case, we were warned well ahead. They warned us a couple of days ahead of time that we were going to see this type of activity up through the Central Plains and into the upper Midwest region. So it was moving in our direction, and we were well aware of that. Fortunately, it didn't turn into anything more severe than it was, although I noticed you had some photos that you had taken yesterday, too, some tree limb damage and things. We had some folks wander in here because we had 50-some mile-an-hour winds earlier in the day wander in here showing us some pictures around even the Atlantic community of some tree limb damage and things, and we had a power outage here and there with tree limbs falling on lines, so some issues to be concerned about there, too.
That was the other thing I was going to mention, too, and thanks for reminding me, was the wind. The wind was sporadic as well. Yesterday when I was out and about, I mean, as I was heading south from Atlantic on 71, it was strong, probably 35 miles an hour or so, enough to see the fields, the grass and the ditches start to bend over and kind of bounce a vehicle around a little bit. But then as I headed further west on Highway 92 toward Griswold, the winds weren't that bad, and I didn't see any damage heading into Griswold. But on the way back, I made a round trip, went back on 92 toward Griswold the second time, just before I wrapped up my reports, and there was a huge tree limb. I've got a picture of it on the news page and weather page at KJN.com under this storm story. That tree had fallen in this person's yard just west of Highway 92 and 71, about maybe a mile or so, and it missed the house, fortunately, but it was a huge, huge tree that split apart and fell into the yard, and that wasn't there in less than an hour before I had reported, so...
Yeah, and those are things to take note of, too, this time of the year, too, just kind of as a safety precaution. If you haven't taken any assessment of the trees that you have on your property, and especially the ones near homes and outbuildings, and garages, things like that, you might want to take a look at those. Make sure they're still in some decent shape, too. If there are any damage, if there's any damage to some of those trees, maybe it's time to get them pruned or some of those things knocked back a little bit so things don't fall on important things like people and
power lines.
Yeah, power lines, cars. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you have property trees on your property that are near a power line, it would be good to trim them back because obviously that's a situation that happened at Atlantic yesterday. As AMU mentioned, a tree limb fell on a power line, and when that happens, the line cannot sustain the weight of that, just like it can't sustain the weight of ice during an ice storm, and that popped the line, and of course that knocks out not only power to you but your neighbors and a good deal of people, 230 people, in fact, yesterday in Atlantic.
Yeah, you bet. Well, hey, thanks for the good work yesterday. Appreciate it.
You bet.